It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Thomas Lindberg of At the Gates. How are you?
All good here. You?
Doing well. Great to have you on the show. We're here to talk about the new record, The Nightmare of Being. And this record incorporates a musicality that's somewhat prog and even a bit orchestral. How has maturing as musicians increased your willingness to further develop musical complexity?
Well, that's a good question. I think in general, At the Gates has always been about, you know, stretching borders, being curious, challenging ourselves and our listeners, especially in the early days when we were, you know, full on death metal prog, I guess. But I think now, as you were kind of hinting, maturity in songwriting and also musicianship kind of helped to dare to take this step, because we always had these influences, but it's first now that we kind of know more what At the Gates is about. We're like more sure of what the base of At the Gates is and that we shouldn't stray too far from it. But that security kind of makes it easier to experiment a little bit within those boundaries.
Thomas Lindberg of At the Gates with us from their latest record, The Nightmare of Being, Spectre of Extinction. It's Full Metal Jackie, At the Gates vocalist Thomas Lindberg with us. We're talking about the new record, The Nightmare of Being. And lyrically, The Nightmare of Being explores pessimist philosophy. What piqued that interest, particularly over the course of the last couple of years?
I would say, you know, I'm always having my eyes and ears peeled for different ideas, for concepts about, you know, songs, for albums and everything. I had a few notes lying around here and there, but, you know, how it usually, you know, ends up happening is like someone hands me a book. Read this, you know, and basically Martin from the band gave me this book, and I really think you would get into this. It was Thomas Ligotti's book, The Conspiracy Against the Human Race, and that one is kind of like an essay written more like as an introduction to pessimist philosophy, and it got me intrigued. I just realized I don't know much about this philosophy at all, and exploring it, I think, like a curious reader, you know, more not to be convinced, but more out of curiosity, I found that a lot of stuff actually resonated with me and was kind of useful for me as a person. And also, it's like a great concept for a death metal record about, you know, the despair of the human soul and so on. It's like perfect death metal material.
Thomas Lindberg of At the Gates with us. It's Full Metal Jackie, The Nightmare of Being, the new record from At the Gates. Out now. Still to come tonight, music from Pantera, Overkill, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, music from Testament, and more with Thomas Lindberg. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Thomas Lindberg from At the Gates with us. We're talking about the new record from At the Gates. It's called Nightmare of Being. And it's the Nightmare of Being is philosophically elaborate. What was most challenging and exhilarating about pairing such a concept with suitable music?
I think always when we, since the comeback, since we started this like more conceptual journey for each album, I think the challenge is always to make the music and the lyrics meet. And we have like this really nerdy philosophical discussions about it. You know, which kind of emotions are we looking at to express musically and lyrically? And how can we weave those together, together also with the cover art, to create like a whole piece of art that feels important to us and also important to the listener? So I think that's always the challenge, to have this one concept go through all the different aspects of our art.
Thomas Lindberg from At the Gates with us. The Nightmare of Being, their latest record is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, plus music from Iron Maiden, Killswitch Engage, and more with Thomas. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Thomas Lindberg on the show with us this week. The Nightmare of Being, that's the new record from At the Gates. And Thomas, you're a high school teacher by day. How is your worldview and therefore your lyrics affected by the questions and concerns of the generation of your students?
Well, I mean, working as a teacher with young adults, it kind of gives you hope a little bit, you know. It's weird to say, but they're curious and they, you know, like they know all about source checking and stuff like that. So I would say the world will be in better hands when they take charge instead of us, you know. It actually gives me some hope, and it's a great pleasure every day to come home and feel like you kind of like inspired people to reach a little bit beyond the horizon, search for new stuff and stuff like that. It's the most rewarding work I can ever think of. I mean, of course, it's not for the weak-hearted. It's a lot of stress, but it actually gives you more hope, and I'm more positive working with the young adults.
Thomas Lindberg of At the Gates with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, new music from Turnstile. Plus, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Thomas Lindberg of At the Gates with us. Andy LaRocque from King Diamond was very involved with making the new album. How has his particular musical sensibility enhanced the end result?
A lot, I would say. I mean, we went to Andy, who has now like, become like a closer friend of ours throughout the years. We went to him to kind of, he would be like, present the tools for us to, you know, there's a lot of details on this record to make every detail shine through. You have a lot of guitars, you have a lot of intricate guitar playing. He has the kind of ear to understand how to record these things and how to play them to like shine through all the different layers of the music. And he has, I mean, of course, he plays on one song as well. And he has this, I mean, of course, he's a great talented guitar player, but he also has this emotional tone in his playing that fits perfectly with our writing style. So yeah, it was great to work with him on this record.
Pick up the new record from At the Gates. It's called The Nightmare of Being. Thomas Lindberg with us. Thank you so much. It was great to chat with you, and good luck with this release.
Thank you so very much.
Music from Iron Maiden and more after this.